A61, number 16B.
Yes. Frank?
Max, couldn't we also put under resurrection rebuild?
Yes.
Although the same as reproduces.
Yeah.
From our quotation from the Bible last evening, where he said, destroy this temple, the body, and I will rebuild it in 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. If you take that passage, Mrs. Eddy could, or we could also say, destroy this body, and I, in bracket, soul, will build it up, I think, to raise it up. Now, let's take that, Frank, and say, when would we say that when the surrounding problem would be what? See, you remember, she said once mind, and once she said spirit. She said mind, I will restore it, because she said the problem around it was that they were in the dream and illusion of death, and that Jesus had to awake them from the dream and the illusion, and therefore it was mind. The second was spirit, I will realize that, because the problem stated was that life is in and of matter. So I, spirit, will raise it up. Now, how could we build up a question when she would say, and I, soul, will raise it up?
From identity.
It must have something with the identity, yes? Say, what could this?
The unchangeable.
Yes?
Aspect of soul.
The unchangeable aspect of soul. Now, what would, see, in the other instance, the problem was always an opposite, the dream and the illusion, therefore mind. The other was matter, life in matter, therefore spirit. What would be the opposite here in soul to satisfy or to justify the use of I, soul will raise it up?
Samelessness of soul or the samelessness of identity.
Yeah, that's still a positive. You see, it's still a positive, Yeah? Can you see? We had mind and an opposite, Spirit and an opposite. Now what is soul and an opposite?
The nothingness of
men. No, that would be spirit, huh?
Insanity.
I beg your pardon?
Insanity.
No.
Yeah?
Sense of testimony says that the identity is not there, then soul sense could restore it by making it appear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That could be the possibility. Yes, Frank, another?
It isn't the body. It's the rebuilding or the restoration of the physical body.
Yeah. You see, for instance, if they would have said, but Jesus' body was so distorted, his identity as body, let's say the blood was no more there. He has lost all the blood. His lungs were already decaying because he had no air. When you would state something about the loss of the identity of his body, because that's to do with loss. That's why we said every time we have a problem where it seems that the body has lost something, a finger or anything, she will call soul can restore it. So if the problem were that they say, you see, all people around Jesus, looking at Jesus, how his bones have been broken, that's the counterfeit of soul, how he has lost all his blood, counterfeit of soul, how he has wounds all over the body, the nails in the feet and in the hands have wounded him and distorted his hand, he had the muscles were broken and the veins were cut apart. Can you see? This is all the counterfeit of soul, the counterfeit of the identity of a body. Then she would have said, doesn't matter, you know, soul can raise it up. Yeah? Restore it. Sorry. Restore it. Thank you.
Could all this description you just gave be put under the term corporeal sense? The corporeal...
Yes.
I mean, just summarizing it.
All right. You could also put that, yeah.
It's the corporeal sense of body.
Yeah. Yes.
And that false sense is what is restored.
Yeah. 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 We really could make quite an exercise, of course, for all the seven, huh? Can you see the use of the synonymous term? How to use the synonymous term? Just as yesterday we said, say, in that passage where we had the dream and the illusion, and it said, and I, mind will raise it up, it said, would it make sense if we would read in that sentence, and I, soul, would raise it up? And you said, oh no, this doesn't sound true, it doesn't ring true. Because you have already within your spiritual consciousness that something that has to do with dreams and illusions and misunderstanding and ignorance, that must be corrected through mind and not through soul. Yeah? And if something has to do with matter and life in matter and substance matter, we have to correct it through spirit. And so we would have to correct the sense that Jesus had lost all kinds of things that belongs to the body, that we would say, but soul can restore it. Yeah?
Would this also apply to the death of matter?
Well, it applies to every concept of death. Doesn't matter if it's Lazarus or who. Doesn't matter if it's Lazarus or Jesus or if it's me or whoever it is. It has nothing to do with a person. It has to do with the metaphysical proposition. What is going to be resurrected? Does it make a difference if it's Lazarus or Jesus or actually not?
No, but I've always read in the study that was the point of life being eternal.
Yes.
Never
thinking
about soul.
I think, for instance, in the chapter on Christian Science versus Spiritualism, we have in the first part, when the subject comes to life, she brings in Lazarus, the raising of Lazarus. But there, she is not teaching about raising Lazarus, and the problem there is not that Lazarus was risen up. You say risen up or raised up? That Lazarus was raised up in the same bodily condition as before. There the problem is, could Lazarus die or not? Therefore it was life. The problem state is different. The problem stated is that which matters, not the phenomena. Therefore there she deals with Lazarus' resurrection, so-called, with life. But it is very differently than here, that in 3 days I will raise up the body. There she explains that what happened in Jesus' consciousness. And she says there, in Jesus' consciousness, Jesus had a sense of life that Lazarus could never have been living in the body. You see? He proved it through that higher sense, that he never believed that Lazarus lived in the body and therefore had to be raised out of the body. That in Jesus' understanding, he had the understanding that life is never corporeal, and so that Lazarus never lived in matter. So this is a quite different proposition than to show how to resurrect the body. Is that clear? Yeah. If not, you ask somebody afterwards, yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you are quite right in the textbooks at that point in the fourth chapter, she deals with life and she deals with Lazarus. Yeah. You see, when one knows the textbook in its structure, it's wonderful. One just can take those stones out of the chapters. Hmm? Mm-hmm. So that's all about resurrection. We take the next one, spiritual sense. All right, we know very much that soul has to do with spiritual sense. Why? Now, culture yourself. Huh? We have a whole year to go, and then the whole year have to think that way. Hmm? You know now the method. You say, Mrs. Eddy says that spiritual sense has to do with soul, so the first thing you say, why? You don't say, Mrs. Eddy says. Full stop. Hmm? You now do something else. You say, now, why does she say that? And we have to find the reason in reality and not in Mrs. Eddy's statement. Why has spiritual sense to do with soul? Yes, Rick?
Just having lost our physical senses through the discovery that we don't live in a body, then in that predicament of having to discover things in some fashion, so obviously spiritual sense would be now the tool of understanding or discernment that has emerged.
Mm-hmm.
So it would really be the fact that we no longer live in the body. We never did, but we now realize we no longer live in the body.
Mm-hmm.
That has led to a spiritual sense of being a concept of an ideal soul.
Yeah. What do spiritual sense do? What is the office of spiritual sense?
What? Spiritually understand.
Spiritually to understand, yeah. Therefore, so we have spiritual understanding. Can you bring in more ideas of soul? What do spiritual sense do? Do they testify? They testify, huh? That the testimony of the soul, they testify. Do they testify exactly, definitely? Huh? So we have the spiritual sense can testify truly, can testify exactly, definitely. Mm-hmm. You said they are incorporeal, they are not dependent on body. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Only spiritual sense or soul sense can bear a true witness to the reality of being.
Only spiritual sense can really truly testify the real, huh? Yeah? The material sense can never truly testify, mm-hmm, the identities of being. Only they can identify rightly, yes? So you have a sense that the spiritual sense blends with all the other qualities.
You mentioned the divine ear. I like that.
You like that? Good. Yeah.
Well, it...
Yeah?
No. It puts the concept of the human ear. It helps.
Yes.
It helps to clarify, I think. Mm-hmm.
But if you like the divine ear, you should also like the divine eye. Eye? These eyes? Huh? Huh? And the divine touch. Huh? There are many senses. Huh? So the divine ear is a symbolism that is quite nice. But naturally, we must see how many senses have the physical senses?
Five.
Only five. Huh? How many have the spiritual senses?
One.
Huh?
Countless senses.
Yeah. You see, that's the difference, huh? If If you have five physical senses, yes, you can translate them. You can translate the ear into the divine ear, huh? And the seeing into divine seeing and divine touching. But it's still limited because we go out from the physical senses. It's quite nice sometimes, huh, to think there is a divine ear if one doesn't quite hear well with our material ears. But we have to be careful that we do not draw conclusions from the physical to the spiritual, because it's limited. If we would do that, we would only have five spiritual senses. Yes? And the spiritual sense is infinite. There are infinite senses in the spiritual senses. You have wonderful senses, you know, of evidence. Spiritual evidence is a sense, huh? Of spiritual feeling, of spiritual foreknowledge, of spiritual insight, and so on, and so on. There are more than just five spiritual senses. No? And therefore, if we see that sense is not in body, not limited, we always have infinite senses. What does it mean? That we can take hold of reality, of spiritual reality, in infinite ways and means, not in a limited way of means. And this is quite terrific. You know, reality can come to you and build up an identity within you, an evidence within you, through all kinds and ways and means. Yeah, and that is spiritual sense.
Well, when I thought, what comes to me with the divine ear is the spiritual hearing. That's what I really...
Yeah, yeah, sure. Mrs. Eddy talks about it, sure, yeah.
What I really dwell on.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us perhaps what you understand by spiritual hearing?
We truly hear the spiritual concept.
We hear spiritual concept?
Spiritual concept of all ideas, but of all things.
Mm-hmm.
But we do hear. It's the wee small voice that...
Mm-hmm.
That is spoken of.
Uh-huh. Yes?
It's the divine hearing.
It's not easy to explain, is it?
No, it isn't. Yeah. When it comes to you, it's so beautiful, it's so forceful.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I can understand you if you mean the same thing as I do, because for me, I hear the textbook.
Yeah, thank you.
I hear the textbook. When I read the textbook, I hear it. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it how it is, huh? Not true voices, huh? That is not an angel that has a trumpet and blows when I read the textbook. I hear tones, huh? That's what we had tones and have the tonality of the synonymous term. And when I read it, I don't really see it so much as hear it. You want to say something?
Yes, the critic within me says, spiritual seeing and hearing are faculties of the mind.
Yeah.
And it also says in this line compendium, the faculties of the mind cannot be lost.
Yeah. Yes.
What is the difference between the faculties of mind, spiritual seeing and hearing, and the spiritual senses
and the soul? Mm-hmm. Quite right. You've touched on a very soft spot there. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I left it out when it went through mine. Yeah.
It's somewhat the same thing as when you are listening to music. You hear notes in a certain combination, and suddenly you hear a melody.
Mm-hmm.
How do you define a melody?
Mm-hmm.
Is it somewhat the same sort of thing? This to me, I think.
Maybe so. It's always difficult to find a material symbol or to express. You mean you ask me why I said I hear the text?
No, I'm just expressing the way it seems to me that what we're talking about to me is similar to, to in hearing a group of notes, a melody suddenly appears out of the combination.
Yeah.
Well, Max has another point that may be of interest. I hear paintings.
You hear?
I hear paintings in the museum.
Oh, paintings. Oh, Yeah, because you are an artist and you are used to it. Uh-huh. So when you look at the picture, you don't see it. Huh? As I said, I
see
don't.
It, some painting right here.
Yeah. So we must come back to the original question, huh? Which I tried to evade. Huh? Mind has infinite faculties. Yeah. And spirit and soul has infinite senses, among which is spiritual hearing and spiritual seeing and all that. Huh? But their senses are infinite. Now, can you see what it means? Mind produces these faculties. They come from mind. But the senses of spirit tells us that they identify to us what happens in being. So when we have the senses of spirit, we are not asking where do they come from, but we are contemplating that they are that which really identify to us what being is. So mind has this, produces these faculties. That's why she says mind is all hearing, all seeing. That's already on the fifth page in the textbook. That's a mind faculty. It's not the faculty of the eyes, but the senses of spirit have the office of identifying to us what exists in reality. It's the identifying process that is indicated through soul. So when she says, you read there something very nice, you said, did I say so, or did Mrs. Eddy say so, that the faculties of mind can never be lost? Is that the statement from Mrs. Eddy or from me? From the textbook, huh? What does she say, therefore? That the faculties of mind are soul. They cannot get lost. Yeah?
When we're in mind, is a faculty more the ability to do something, and when we get the soul to be doing, it's the thing already here and presented and identified, and it is at that point. Whereas in mind, it's more just the energetic ability to do something that actually gets done at another point in the soul.
Yes, quite right. You know, in practical experience, I think there it's very, very clear when one has a certain kind of spiritual sense. There is nothing indefinite about it. You know, what does spiritual sense do? Spiritual sense is that wonderful immediate reaction to any situation which is like a sounding board which just says, shall I accept it or reject it? Is it true or is it not true? It says it. Spiritual sense will always, the more it is cultured, will always detect when something is fishy or not. You say fishy? Oh, good. It doesn't depend what is being said on what is being done and so on. It needs no sense testimony. It needs no talking, no seeing, no hearing, no tasting, nothing. It does not need any sense testimony. And yet within oneself, spiritual sense reacts. It's like an echo. Say an echo with echo within oneself. That just knows, is that, does it ring true or not? It detects. See, spiritual sense detects. Again, you have a sense of soul detecting. We don't have it in our list. That's soul, because it defines. Can absolutely define in a much better way than all the blah-blah that is being talked about it and try to convince perhaps the opposite. Spiritual sense just is there, says, it's not true. That doesn't ring true. And that's therefore the basis of practice, because in the practice one has to see where is the error, what is the nature of an error. Who tells us that? Spiritual sense. Yeah? So again, a spiritual sense is the detecting of the true identity. Huh? Yes?
Spiritual sense is always giving back its own identity.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Good, yeah? All right, so we have here all the spiritual sense. Yeah. Okay. That's that. Anything more about this before we go to the next, because we have another 2 minutes? Yeah?
Just in summarizing the full sequence of soul.
Yeah.
It seems as though we've been divested of so much material, body and identity and so on. And actually, from the physical sense, it is through the physical senses that everything of which we're conscious is identified.
Mm-hmm.
That's the avenue. The physical senses are the avenues of physical identification.
Yeah.
And so, going through this whole sequence of soul and resurrection, then it's obvious that we are definitively equipped with completely different avenues of identification.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
So that just wraps up this whole thing then, to be constant and mm-hmm. steadfast and all that. It's a whole new being.
Absolutely, yeah. So that the spiritual sense is not just something that you get, it's something that through mind and spirit is evolved. Hmm? That's absolutely true. Because everybody says, well, we should have spiritual sense, and so everybody says, I like to have spiritual sense. Well, how do we get it? Just to think, I would like to have it, we haven't got it. How do we get it? There is an order process. Hmm? And you have jolly well to start with mind. There will be no spiritual sense awoken in us or awakened in us without that we first go to mind and get acquainted with the ideas of mind. The more we get acquainted that really we have only to do with ideas and not with objects, but all that really matters are the ideas of God flowing from mind and spirit and soul and principle, life, truth and love. Only as we start with mind and get ourselves acquainted first to think always more and more in terms of ideas, huh? And only as we go to the second stage of spirit that we get into use of distinguishing what are ideas and what are illusions, of rejecting illusions, accepting ideas, of making that separation process constantly and constantly, is the third developed. Only in that measure does spiritual sense grow within us and identify itself in us, so that we say, oh, suddenly I begin to see things through spiritual sense and no more through the material senses. So spiritual sense is not something we just can wish for and say, I would like to have it, and soul gives it to me. It doesn't give it to us. Soul doesn't give it to you. Though soul is spiritual sense. It only gives it to us through the order of mind and spirit. Okay. We make a break.